It was awesome. My next guest came onto the set and was hugging it out with Dave Whalen. A couple of Notre Dame guys. Not only Notre Dame guys, but like in the same dorm, right?
Stand for all.
There it is. He is a linebacker for the Cowboys, coming off an amazing season. 121 tackles, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and a touchdown this season. He was named the Breakout Player of the Year by Pro Football Focus, a Butkus Award winner in high school and in college, a consensus All-American at Notre Dame, the 34th pick overall in 2016 out of that school. Jalen Smith, my guest. Jalen, it is so good to see you. I saw you a few, well, I had you a few weeks ago on the show, but nice to see you in person, man. How are
Absolutely.
You living? What's up?
Man, I'm super excited, man. Just to be here. I got in last night. Very electrifying. I'm super excited, man. It's a great atmosphere. Super Bowl.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I mean, you clearly would rather be playing in the game. I understand that.
Absolutely.
But you are fired up. You're in good spirits.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Atlanta. You know, it's the heart of a lot. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of family out here, family and friends. So I'm definitely going to enjoy myself for sure.
All right, so you had a great year. You led the Cowboys to a divisional title and a playoff win. Man, when you're winning with the Dallas Cowboys, how would you describe that feeling? Is there anything that would compare to that?
Man, there's nothing like when you win, you know, at these high-caliber franchises. You know, it's like Notre Dame, the Yankees, and then America's team, the Cowboys. And I got two of them under my belt. So it's exciting when you win, man. It's different.
My man, I do not want to get on the wrong side of you, but I kind of ripped that America's team thing from you guys, and I gave it to the Browns this year.
Are you serious?
I kind of did,
man.
Yeah, I got to own that. I got to own that with you right here. I kind of did do that.
I'm going to let you have that.
All right, I appreciate you, man. You're a class. All class. Now, you're coming off an amazing season, but as you said yourself, the beauty of the NFL is, and I quote, "The only thing that matters is what you do now." And as a competitor, you love it because you have to go out each and every weekend and prove that you belong. And individually, you're one of the elite, end quote. Can you lay that out for me? What kind of mentality does it require to be a competitor at the highest level every single week and day in and day out?
The mark of greatness is consistency. That's the best way to explain it. You know, anytime that you, whenever you're experiencing highs and lows, you have to stay even keel. You know, whenever you're on a 7-game win streak, you had to keep it going because that next week you could get blown out, you know, 23-0. You know, it's just, that's the beauty of this sport, though. It's the last gladiator sport, and I love playing in the National Football League.
Sure. And what about that? Do you feel like, I mean, that gladiator mentality, what's it like? You put those pads on Sunday. I mean, do you feel like a gladiator? What's it feel like going out there?
I mean, I've been playing since I was 7 years old, so I'm very comfortable in it. I was taught to play it the right way by my Pop Warner coach, Tom Macon. He's a legend in my hometown. But, man, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be a part of this this team, this family, and the best has yet to come.
Jalen Smith, my guest. Your journey is amazing, too. A few weeks back, the Cowboys tweeted a video of your road back from the knee injury. You and I talked a little bit about that when you were on last month, but there's this amazing moment in the video when you're at the draft party, you get a call from Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. What was the moment like when you saw that caller ID? And then you were talking to Jerry Jones.
Oh, man, I was I was sitting right next to my brother, who at the time was playing for the Cowboys, still plays for him today. He's a free agent now. But and I saw the number, the area code, 214. I'm like, oh, it's the Cowboys, it's the Cowboys. You know, and I answered, and it was Jerry Jones. I'm like, wow, like, I'm going to get to play for America's team. Not only that, I'm going to get to play with my older brother. You know, for the very first time. So it's just a dream come true. Forever thankful.
What was that like? What's it been like playing with your brother?
Man, it's been an amazing experience because we're 3.5 years apart. So it was always like him coming in and me leaving. Then he decided to go to Ohio State, which was his dream college. Then I wanted to take my own path and go to Notre Dame. And it's closer to home because I'm a mama's boy. You know, but
right.
But for this, for both our dreams to come true, to play in the National Football League, but on the same team, you know, our parents don't have to, you know, rotate weeks now. It's, you know, it's a one-stop shop. So
what was Notre Dame like?
Man, it's an experience that you have to be there to really understand it and embrace it. But it's a university that it speaks for itself. The class that it comes with, and the rigorous. I didn't make a 4-year decision. I made a 40-year decision.
So now you're not done. Are you going to go back and finish?
Yes, I just enrolled back in school.
Oh, no kidding.
I just enrolled back in school to finish my degree.
Are you doing it online, or are you going to physically show up in the classroom?
No, at Notre Dame, you have to be on campus.
Dude, what's that going to be like?
Oh, man. You know, honestly, the weather is so bad in South Bend right now. They canceled class yesterday and today. So that's the only reason why I'm here, because they canceled class because it's negative 16 degrees and the wind chill is negative 40. But I'm excited. I'm excited to get my degree.
Yeah, but the sun's going to come out at some point, man. What's it going to be like when you show up and you sit down in the classroom?
No, I've been there for the past 2 years. The past 2 weeks, I've been on campus in class.
It feels all normal. No big thing.
It's weird, man. But I got a different perspective now because I left Notre Dame 3 years ago, and you know, it's different going in class. You know, 18 years old, 19 years old, really, really not understanding, you know, time management and things of those natures. You know, now I have a structure put in place, you know, owning my own couple businesses myself. So it's going to make the process much smoother, but it's very humbling.
You're all grown up, man.
It's humbling, though. It is. It is. Walking 15 minutes to each class.
There's no courtesy ride, man.
Oh, no.
No, you got to do it now.
No, I got a little scooter now. I can afford a scooter. So once the weather gets clean, I'm going to be good.
Jalen Smith joining us. I got to finally ask you, though, about that. Like, why do you go to college? I mean, the real simple answer is to get a good job. Dude, you got the best job ever. Why was it so important to go back and finish?
Man, because it matters, man. I don't look at it as just a piece of paper. It's something that I promised myself what I was going to do. I made a pact to my mother that I was going to go back and finish my degree. And I set myself up to where whenever I came back, I only have to one semester left. So I'm excited, man. I just got to embrace it and grind through it.
Joe, and you've got this thing, like this it. Like, you've got this unbelievable physical ability that's given, but yet you have that thing that if you could bottle it, you'd make a whole lot of money. And for you to come back from the knee injury that you came back from, to overcome that, especially when there had to have been so much self-doubt, and a lot of people saying, you know what, man, no matter how much he wants it, he's just not going to be the same, but you are, if not better. How did you will that thing? How did you make that thing what it actually became?
A clear-eyed view. Man, a focus.
Explain what that is.
Focus, vision, a determined belief, and earned dreams. You know, a clear eye view is something I came up with my sophomore year in college before I got injured. Just thinking about, you know, what defines Jalen Smith, and you know, the platform that we're on to share with you know, with these peers and these kids, just to understand what I'm about. So a focus, a clear eye view is a focus, vision, being able to identify whatever you want to accomplish in life, right, and being able to see it clearly. And then a determined belief is just a self-belief, a belief in yourself, a belief in God that he has your back throughout that process. And then earned dreams is about how bad do you want it? You know, like, what work are you willing to put in to accomplish that goal? So, like, whether you play sports, whether you're, you know, investing in private equity or whatever, you know, everyone should have a clear-eyed view.
Jalen, quote, what defines Jalen Smith? You were asking yourself that as a college sophomore. That's a pretty heavy question to ask as a college sophomore. Like, why were you asking yourself questions like that at that age?
I did a SWOT analysis on myself, just, you know, identifying strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And just understanding Jalen as an entity. What am I about, you know, and what do
what
I
that, what does that mean, a SWOT analysis?
A SWOT analysis.
What is that?
S-W-O-T.
Uh-huh.
Strength. It's basically you're getting, like, get a piece of paper and draw four squares. In one square, you got strengths. The next square, you got weaknesses. The next square, you got opportunities. And next square, you got threats. And all you do is write out, okay, what are my strengths about Jalen Smith? What are my weaknesses? What are my opportunities? And what are my threats? And just helps you get a better grasp and understanding of kind of what you're up against and kind of help you go about that clear-eyed view. Like, one of my threats were getting injured, you know, just from a compensation standpoint. I lost out on, you know, $17+ million because of that injury. But, you know, I'm a better man.
How does that not mess with your head?
Because it was God ordained, you know. He humbled me. And not that I was, you know, I was this arrogant person or whatever, but just, you know, in life we all go through things. We all go through things that motivate us and help us and define us who we are. So with me going through that, you know, on a national, you know, televised stage, it just showed how much it meant more to people that I can come back from it. And it's a great feeling.
It's an amazing story, too. Jalen Smith, before you go, my first job in life, In-N-Out Burger. 16 years old, In-N-Out Burger. I was not good at that job, man. And even worse, I wanted to be good at that job. And the manager said to me, bro, you're not good at this job. There's no part of this job that you're good at. And the only reason I haven't fired you yet is because you're good at softball and I want to win the league title. I was not good at that, right, dude? I took pride in that work, too. I was not good at it. Dude, you worked at Burger King back in the day.
18 years old.
What do you remember about that?
Matter of fact, I was 17 then.
Were you good at that?
Man, I was legit.
Okay, man, because I was not, apparently.
Employee of the month, man.
Yeah, I was not that.
I had a passion for just putting smiles on people's faces,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude, I can see that, man.
You know, that you get all different type of characteristics of people that come in, mad, angry, sad, pregnant, divorced, whatever. You know, and it's just, you know, they want pleasure. They want great service. And that's something that I was able to give. I wanted to hop on the other side of the spectrum and really learn about what fast food employees go through. So the experience was well for me.
Dude, you got the best attitude ever. Last thought, Sean Lee raves about you and Leighton Vander Esch. She says that he's trying to teach both of you as much as possible. What have you learned from him in your time in Dallas?
Man, Sean Lee, he's a pro's pro. You know, he's a guy that helped me transition into becoming a professional that may have taken a little bit longer had I had to go through it myself. Along with that, he taught me how to prepare the right way, for a game. And I love him. I love him. He's a brother.
Dallas Cowboy linebacker coming off an amazing year. My man, that was such a great conversation. I appreciate you very much. And thanks for taking time to do that. That was a lot of fun.
Man, you take care, man. I appreciate it, boss.
You too, Jalen. Great seeing you. Be sure to dap up your Notre Dame alumni right there.
Go Irish, baby.
Jalen Smith, Dallas Cowboys linebacker. As amazing off the field as he is on it. What an amazing, amazing personality. Such a great attitude. And he's still hugging it out with Waylon. Like, they literally had never met before, and they're just hugging it out because they lived in the same dorm.